Jalna, the year 1927, began inauspiciously, to say the least. For the first 3 days and nights, a howling blizzard raged along the northern shore of Lake Ontario, followed by a week of sub-zero temperatures that left the countryside almost paralyzed under several feet of frozen snow. In consequence, the White Oak family found itself even more withdrawn from the rest of the world than usual. And for a fortnight, the only person to venture away from Jalna at all was, surprisingly, young Finch. He was a day boy at a private school in Toronto, and every morning he somehow managed to fight his way through the massive snowdrifts that clogged the road to the station and catch his regular train to the city. Needless to say, such conscientious behavior on Finch's part was a source of astonishment to the other White Oaks, and even earned him a word of praise from his half-brother, Rennie, the master of Jalna himself.
Well done, Finch. Never thought you had the guts. You'll make a man of you yet.
Thanks.
How are things going at school?
All right, I guess.
Think you'll pass this time?
I don't know.
Well, I haven't changed my mind. No more music lessons and no more piano playing until you get your matric. After that, you can drown yourself in music, if that's what you want.
That's exactly what I want. In fact, it's all I want.
Oh, what rot.
You don't understand, do you, Rennie?
No, I certainly don't. We've had soldiers and farmers and horsemen in our family for generations. We've even had gamblers and drunks. But I'm damned if I've ever heard of a White Oak who wanted to be a musician.
It's not a question of my wanting to be a musician. I am one. Arthur Lee says I have an authentic natural gift.
And who is Arthur Lee?
A friend of mine.
At school?
No, he's at varsity, in his second year. He's a very talented fellow.
A musician?
Well, no, not really. He plays the piano a bit, but his real talent is for mathematics. He's an absolute wizard, Maz. In fact, he's offered to help me.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't afford a tutor for you.
Oh, Arthur wouldn't want any money. He doesn't need it. He's quite rich. Or at least his family is.
How did you come to meet him?
Well, he was acting in a play I saw at the Little Theater. I met him in the green room afterwards.
So he's an actor, too.
Just an amateur. But he's interested in all sorts of things. As a matter of fact, he's very keen about riding.
Oh.
And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Arthur's thinking of buying a saddle horse, and I thought maybe you could give him some advice.
Well, advice is easy enough. Good horses are hard to come by.
I know. And that's why I thought I'd ask him out to see our stables. He might like to buy Darkie or Sirocco's son.
Well, he won't find anything any better.
Well, that's what I told him. And he said he'd like to come out and see them.
When?
Whenever you say. Saturday would be best.
All right. Bring him along on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, gosh, thanks, Rennie. Thanks a lot. Arthur says he's just dying to see Jalna.
Carnage.
Oh, no, you don't. No getting away this time. Bang! There goes the man. Checkmate.
But, Graham, we're not playing chess. This is backgammon.
Of course it's backgammon.
Well, then why are you using chess terms?
Because I like to fuss up my opponent.
I'm not at all fussed up.
Yes, you are. Don't contradict me, child. I won't have it.
Very well, my grandmother.
Let's have another game, eh?
Isn't it nearly time for tea? Yes, it must be. Here's Finch. I thought you'd gone up, Finch.
Well, he's at the station. Now, who's winning?
I am. Got Redfield all
He keeps moving on to the wrong point.
Nonsense. But who's this nice-looking boy?
Oh, it's my friend, Arthur Lee. Arthur, my grandmother.
How do you do, Mrs. White Oak?
And my brother, Wakefield.
Hello, Wakefield.
How do you do, Mr. Lee? Welcome to Jalna.
Why, thank you.
Well, young man, how old, huh?
I'm 20.
No, I mean me. How old do you suppose?
Well, certainly old enough to look very wonderful and wise.
Ah, a good speech. Very good. Not many young men are so apt today. Well, I'm past 100. 101 last summer. And I can walk to the gate and back with some help. Not bad, eh?
Not bad at all.
But I don't venture out in this weather. Just stick here by the fire. My next walk will be in April. 3 months off. You must come and see me. Ah, phony's awake. What do you think of him, eh?
He's very handsome.
And very clever, too. I taught him to swear in Hindu. Didn't I, Bodhi? Hear you swear.
Oh, no.
He's calling me Light of the Palace. You old rascal's making love to me. Say it again, Bony.
I've never seen old Bony in such good humor. He's usually swearing or sulking or screaming for food.
It must be your influence, Mr. Lee.
How long have you had him, Mrs. Whitehouse?
Bony? I fetched him from India over 70 years ago. He's had two or three different bodies, but the soul's the same. Moves from one body to another. Transmigration of souls, they call it. Ever hear of that?
Well, yes, it's about...
We learned all about that sort of thing in the East. My husband and I lived in India before we came out here. He was in the British Army. You see his portrait in the dining room. Painted in 1850, I think. No, 1851. I can't remember exactly. So long ago. So many years. Grant? He's dozed off.
Well, it's 3:45, Arthur. If we're going to see Rennie before tea, we'd better look him up. Is he at the stables waiting?
Yes. May I come, too?
No, it's too cold for you out there. But come on, Arthur.
And here we have the prize of the lot, Mr. Lee. By Sirocco out of Twilight Star.
He's a beauty, all right.
Horses like this can't be bought cheaply, you know.
Oh, that doesn't matter. I mean, the fact is, I've been saving up for a saddle horse for quite some time.
I see. Well, in that case...
What
the devil's Wakefield doing out here?
I don't know. I told him he wasn't to come.
It's nearly 5, and Augusta says, if you don't hurry up, you'll miss your teeth. And there's a perfectly enormous pit, and it's nearly all gone.
Wake, you shouldn't have come out in the snow. Was there no one else to send?
No, I wanted to come. I brought Miss Nellie my thing to show him my new pony.
Never mind your pony. You deserve a good cupping. Finch, carry him back to the house. And tell Aunt Augusta that Mr. Lee and I'll be in shortly.
Okay. Come on, Wake.
Pick him back. Up, you
here. Back
here. Come on. Get here, Horsey. Go.
Keep your head covered, Wake. Well, let's get along to my office. I'll show you that pedigree.
Mr. White Oak, there's something else I'd like to talk to you about first. I mean, I'd like to ask you something, or rather explain something that...
Yes?
It's about Finch.
Well?
Well, I think Finch is really a very clever boy, and I'm sure that he'll be a great credit to you someday. That is, I'm sure he will if he's given a chance to develop in his own way, given a little margin.
How do you mean?
Well, there are some people, you know, who can't stand the grind of study unless they have some kind of outlet for their other talents.
Oh, yes, I see. Finch has been telling you about the music lessons, eh? Well, I thought it best to stop them for a while. He was always at the piano, and when he failed his matric last year,
it wasn't necessarily the music that caused him to fail. Any number of fellows fail the first time that don't know one note from the other. If he'd had more music in his life, he might not have failed.
Oh.
Well, it's quite possible. However, what I wanted to say has nothing to do with music. It's about acting.
Acting?
Yes. Finch has great talent as an actor. I'm not sure that it's not greater than his talent for music.
Well, I'll be shot. Where has Finch been acting?
At the Little Theater. We're rehearsing a production of John Ferguson.
And why haven't I been told about it?
Well, I'm afraid I've been to blame for that. I felt that the expression of some art is so necessary for Finch that I made him promise not to let anyone put a stop to it.
His promises to me are worth nothing, then.
Oh, but they are. I give you my word that he's not been neglecting his studies, and I'm quite sure that he'll have no trouble passing this year. After all, he didn't make a really bad showing at the matric last time. I believe it was more nerves than anything else that made him fail.
Well, what do you want me to do?
If Finch could know that you don't despise him for needing something, some form of expression other than the routine of school or games...
And what do you suggest?
Well, actually, I've two suggestions. First, that you come to see him in the play.
What?
Well, he's going to be quite brilliant in it, I assure you. He plays Clootie John, and everyone...
I'm afraid I'm not a theater goer, Mr. Lee.
But it would mean so much to Finch if you were to come and see him act. You're a hero to him, you know, Mr. White Oak. He's told me about your winning the DSO in the war, and I know
and
that...
And what is your other suggestion?
Well, the play opens in a fortnight. and we've an awful lot of rehearsing to do. So I thought that if you'd let Finn stay at my house during the time, it would save him traveling all the way out here every night.
What about his studies?
Well, that's just the point, sir. If he stays at my house, I'll be able to work with him on his maths. And I honestly think I can help him a good deal. I've spoken to my mother about it, and she says she'd be delighted to have Finch as a guest.
Well,
And you can come to dinner one night at the play and see for yourself how good Finch is. Well, what do you think?
Well, all right. Let him go ahead with the play if you want. But there's to be no slacking with the school.
There won't be, I promise you. And you'll come to see him act?
Yes.
Thanks very much, Mr. White Oak. I'm tremendously grateful.
Not at all. Well, shall we take a look at that pedigree?
Eh? Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, by all means.
That you, Rennie?
Yes.
Come and have a nightcap.
Thanks. God knows I can use one. What are you doing up so late?
Wallflower dropped her foal. We've had a hell of a time with her, but the vet thinks she'll be all right now. Let's say when.
When?
What?
No, I'll take it straight.
You look worn out.
I am. I'm a nervous wreck. Oh, thanks.
How was the play?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you, Pierce.
Bad, huh?
I'd rather have watched a hanging.
And how did Finch, the matinee idol, get on?
Altogether too damned well.
Huh?
He took the part of an idiot. Quiet, man. You'll wake Grant.
Finch, the idiot boy. That must have been a treat.
I tell you, it was the most sickening thing I've ever seen. He came out on the stage wearing rags with his hair all over his face and filthy, dirty, bare feet. I never realized before how repulsive a man's bare feet can look. I wanted to howl.
Why didn't you?
I was sitting with Arthur Lee's mother.
Now, what did Finch do? Just sit there in his rags and gape at the audience?
I wish he had. But he kept dancing about in his bare feet and blowing on a whistle. And then he'd sit on the floor and scratch himself and beg for scraps of food and a thick Irish brogue.
Good God.
It wasn't funny, Piers. It was too damn convincing to be funny. The boy looked really half-witted, demented.
How did the audience take it?
Oh, they liked it. And Finch came on at the end. They applauded and shouted. And afterwards, the whole group of them went backstage to congratulate him.
Where is he now?
Staying the night at Lee's. Piers. What in the hell am I going to do about Finch?
If I were you, I'd take him out to the stable when he comes home and slay the hide off him.
It wouldn't do any good. Trouble is, he's just not like the rest of us. You see, he's so intense about things. Uncle Nick used to play the piano, but it never became an obsession with him. And Uncle Ernie always loved the theater, but he never got so carried away that he had to get up on the stage and make a bloody spectacle of himself. So why does Finch? How do you account for it?
Don't ask me. You're the expert on bloodlines.
Of dogs and horses, yes. Their pedigrees make sense. But look at us. You and me and Finch. All three of us were sired by the same father. And you and Finch have the same mother. And yet Finch has nothing in common with either of us. He doesn't like horses or sport. He's never taken the slightest interest in the farm. In fact, I think he really hates Jalma.
Then why bother with him? Let him shift for himself.
I can't, Piers. He's only 18. Whether I like it or not, I'm responsible for him. But by God, one thing is certain. There'll be no more of this acting.
During the next few weeks, Rennie saw little of Finch. Spring was approaching, and the tempo of life at Jalna began to quicken. There was land to be drained and prepared for early planting. There was winter damage to be repaired and livestock to be purchased. In short, Rennie was just too busy to pay much attention to his intractable half-brother, though he did note that Finch's marks in the Easter examination showed a definite improvement. This, Rennie was assured, was a direct result of Arthur Lee's assistance. So when it was suggested that Finch would benefit even more if he were permitted to spend 2 or 3 nights a week at the Lees until the final exams were over in June, Rennie promptly agreed. It seemed a sensible arrangement, and he found no cause to question it. Until one day towards the end of March. It was Sunday morning, and he and Little Wakefield were in the basement washroom giving his spaniel a bath.
Ready for the towel, Rick?
Yes, right here.
There we are, my boy. All over. Stand back while I lift him out, Rick. You'll get soaked. All right, well enough, get up.
Oh, I
warned you. Give me the towel.
Oh,
Oh, what a filthy dog. Look at the color of that water.
What deuce do you suppose he got into such a state?
There we are.
Well, he must have been in the cold cellar chasing rats.
Let me go, Daniel.
Come on, move.
Oh, come on, then.
Hey, what's all this?
My little brother wants to say good morning.
You? Don't your brother speak.
Oh, already make him let go. He's breaking my arm.
I'll break your head, you young fool.
Let him go, Pierce. Now then, what's the trouble?
I found him creaking in the back way. It seems he's just come home.
Bloody snake.
Now, none of your schoolboy curses here, my lad. Or I'll stick your head in Merlin's bathwater.
Just try it. That's all. You just try it.
All right. That's enough now. Finch, are you just getting home?
Yes.
At 9 o'clock in the morning? Where have you been?
Town. I caught the early train.
What's the matter, Finch? You look kind of funny.
He's been drinking. Haven't you, my boy?
None of your business.
Be quiet, Wick. Now you take Merlin outside and finish drying him. Here's a towel.
Oh, gee, Ray, I want to...
Do as you're told. Now get out of here.
Oh, God. Come on, Merlin.
Well, Finch?
Well, what?
Now look here, you young whelp. Don't play games with me, or by God, you'll regret it. Where were you last night?
I told you. In town.
You obviously weren't at the Lees.
I had dinner there.
And after dinner?
I was with some friends.
What friends? From school?
No.
Well, who were they?
They're in this orchestra I belong to.
Orchestra?
Yes, I've never told you about it, but there's really no harm in it.
No harm, he says. Sneaking home half drunk in the middle of the morning.
Shut up, kid. What sort of orchestra is it?
Well, it's just a small one. A few of us got up so we could make some money. There's a banjo and two mandolins and a flute, and I play the piano.
Some orchestra.
Where do you play?
In restaurants. Cheap ones.
And they pay you?
Yes. We play for dances.
How much do you get?
$5 each.
How long has this been going on?
I don't know exactly. A couple of months.
I see. So all those nights that you were supposed to be studying with Arthur Lee, you were actually playing the piano in some restaurant.
No. I kept up with my studies.
I'll bet.
But I have. We only played for a few hours each time, and we practiced after school.
Is Arthur Lee in this orchestra?
No.
Then who are these fellows?
Just some fellows I met. You wouldn't know them.
Answer my question. Who are they? Students?
No. They work.
At what?
Well, one of them has a sort of tailoring job, and another works in a greenhouse, and another in a butcher shop.
My God, what a collection.
And after you finish playing, you knock about town all night drinking with them, eh?
Oh, no.
Don't lie to me, Finch. I know damn well you've been drinking.
But only last night. Honestly, Ray, it was the very first time.
What happened last night?
Well, we'd been playing for a club dance, and we were tired, so they gave us something to buck us up. Wasn't much, just a small drink.
You got drunk on one small drink?
No, it was at the other place we went to afterwards.
What other place?
Well, where we went to get something to eat.
Go on.
Well, someone gave us another drink. Pretty rotten stuff, I guess. And when we came out in the street, we got separated. I lost my way. I kept wandering around and around, but I didn't recognize any of the streets. And finally, it started to rain, so I stopped a taxi and went to the station. I had to wait for hours before there was a train. And then I came home. Rennie, can I go to bed now? I feel terrible.
You look terrible.
Rennie?
All right. Go and sleep it off. I'll have something to say to you later.
If you were mine, you young pup, I'd shove your head under a tap.
But I'm not yours. I'm not anybody's. Why the hell can't you leave me alone? Why does everyone...
Go on to bed, Finch. You're in no condition to talk.
All right. I'm going.
Hey, wait a minute. You dropped something.
What?
Hey, you dropped something when you took out your handkerchief.
Looks like a note. Well, give it to me.
Not so fast. Let's see what it says.
Then give it to me, damn it.
What's the matter? Afraid we'll learn some more of your little secret?
Oh, go to hell.
Well, now, if you're going to talk like that, we'll just have to see what it says.
Give me that note, Pierce.
Not in your life. Stand back or I'll bust your one. Now, let's see. It says, Darling Finch. Well, well, a love letter. Shall I go on?
Oh, do it, you damn please.
Right. Darling Finch, after you were gone last night, I was very much disturbed. You were preoccupied, not like your old self with me. Can't you tell me what is wrong?
It would be a terrible thing to me if the clarity of our relationship were clouded. Write to me, please. Dear Finch. Yours, Arthur.
Arthur?
Yeah. Let me see that.
It's from his friend, Arthur. Look, he calls Finch darling and dear.
Well, what of it?
What of it? By God, Finch, I put up with a lot from you, but this is the last bloody straw.
Well, what do you mean?
You've been deceiving me and wasting time when you should have been studying. And now I find you've been carrying on a neurotic affair with this Lee fellow. You disgust me.
But why? I don't understand.
It's high bloody time you did.
Shut up, here, I'll handle this. Now listen to me, Finch. And listen carefully. Because I'm only going to say it once.
Yes?
You're to have nothing to do with Arthur Lee ever again. And that's flat. You are not to see him or write to him or speak to him on the phone.
But why?
Shut up and listen. If he writes to you again or tries to bother you in any way at all, you're to let me know. Is that clear?
Yes.
All right. That's all I have to say. Come on, Piers. I've had enough of this.
Darling Finch, after you were gone last night, I was very much disturbed. Every article I know about your old self with me, can't you tell me what's wrong? It would be a terrible thing to me if the clarity of our relationship would... Oh, no. I can't think that. Oh, my God. No.
More tea, Nicholas?
Yes, please, and I'll have some more of that devil's cake if I may.
So will I.
Do you think you should, Mama?
Why not?
Well, you've already had a crumpet.
What if I have? I don't have the gout like you, do I?
Well, no.
No. Well, I don't have weak insides like your brother Ernest.
Really, Mama?
Really, Mama? What a ninny you are, Ernest. You know more guts than that flippity-gibbet cock of yours. Where's my tea, Augusta?
I'm pouring it, Mama. Don't be so impatient.
Huh? Are you giving me orders?
No, of course not. But I do wish you wouldn't excite yourself so.
I'll do as I please without any advice from you, Lady Bunkley or Beardsley or whatever you call yourself.
Mama, my husband's name was Buckley, as you very well know. You only mispronounce it to annoy me.
And I succeed too, don't I? Look at her face.
Mama, please, can't we ever have tea without these quarrels?
What quarrels? I'm not quarreling. Am I, Bruni? Bruni! Get him a piece of your mind. You hear that? Him say you deserve to be flogged. Enough of you. The way I used to flog you when you were little.
I don't believe he said anything of the kind.
Oh, you don't? Don't you, Nicholas? And when did you learn to understand Hindu, eh?
Hello? Am I too late for tea?
No, there's still a fresh pot. Where are all the others?
Piers is still at the stables. I have sent Wake up to wash his face and hands.
Where's young Finch? I haven't seen him all day.
He's asleep, I think.
Asleep at this hour?
He was out very late last night. Hello, is that the devil's cake I see, Uncle Nick?
Oh, yes, he's jolly good, too. I recommend it.
Jenny, come and kiss me, quick.
With pleasure, Gran.
Ah, you smell of horses. Good. How's the mare getting on?
Oh, fine. Proudest punch of a new foal. She's a game old bird, like you.
Well, I hope she has more luck with her death than I had with mine. They've been tormenting me all afternoon.
Oh, surely not.
Oh, yes. They won't let me eat what I want, and they keep contradicting me.
Mama, you're being very unfair. All they try to do is to prevent you from eating too much and getting overexcited.
You don't care a rat for me.
Oh.
You just want me to die and get your hands and my money.
Mama, how can you say such a thing?
Because it's true. I've seen you all looking at me with that expectant look.
Mama, I protest.
Oh, you protest, do you? Well, you can just save your breath. I've already made up my will. And you just have to wait a while longer. I've no intention of dying at present. As a matter of fact, I've never asked for that.
That's this third time.
Ready?
Don't shout, Wakefield.
Ready? Look what I found.
husband.
What is it?
It's a letter from Finch.
Finch?
I looked in his room just now to see if he was coming down to see what he was in there. And then I saw his envelope propped up on his table to suggest to you.
Okay. Hello. Why don't you come in? Where's Finch? Get him back in his bed.
Come on, Bonnie. Nice, Bonnie. Come along, Bonnie.
Oh, good Lord.
What's the matter, Rennie?
Silly young fool.
Huh? Who is this silly young fool?
Finch, listen to this. Rennie, by the time you read this, I will be far away from Jelna, and you won't be bothered with me anymore. Goodbye, Finch.